It's Chippy at Mobile World Congress Day 2, and it's midday. Just had a first chance to sit down after meetings with Qualcomm, meetings with Tegra. Qualcomm, not really too much going on in the press event. I actually had to leave early for the NVIDIA meeting I had, but yeah, of course they're talking about Snapdragon families now, the quad-core Scorpion CPU is their design of the ARM V7 architecture. They're talking about integrating Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on the Snapdragon platform now, which is nice. They're also talking about security subsystem that allows them to deliver what they call high-value content, which is really stuff that's wrapped up in DRM and encryption as it is transferred in a kind of streaming fashion over mobile networks. That's kind of interesting. I wonder what the timescales are for the quad-core stuff. It's probably well into 2012, to be honest, and it allows really tablet form factors rather than smartphones, I would imagine. Tegra at the NVIDIA booth, now that's quite interesting. Of course they got the win for Honeycomb, so everything that's coming out with Honeycomb at the moment is Tegra 2 based. Got some really nice demos on the 3D side of things. Spoke to a couple of people that wrote the white papers that I was talking about from NVIDIA a couple of weeks ago, that talk about the advantages of 3D graphics and the advantages of dual core CPUs for battery life savings was one advantage. I got a couple of videos to show from them. Actually had a little bit of time with Motorola Zoom again today, and that is a really slick device. That seems to be really, really nice in design. The UI is super smooth. Played some games on it. Fruit Ninja, wow, got a video of that. It's well worth watching later. So that's it for now. I just need to do one more meeting with ARM, and that's my kind of ARM session over with for today. And then I'm going to hit the floor, try and get some more content for you guys later on. So it's midday, MWC, day one. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned on @Chippy at Twitter.